Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope you guys are enjoying. The sun's coming out. I don't know about the warm weather. We haven't had that yet, but I'm enjoying the sunshine, so I'm not complaining.
I don't know. Wait a minute. The sun's coming out. What do you mean the sun's coming out? It's nighttime. How can the sun come out?
Well, it came out earlier, unless I was seeing things. What do you mean it's nighttime? What are you, you're a vampire? It's all just like dark all the time? Oh, hi, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. I see everybody's in the chat room. I'm kind of excited that it seems like I'm actually getting this thing going properly. We've been messing around trying to get it going. Real quick, I just want to remind everybody, welcome. We have Betty, Bill, Bob, Graham. Hi, Graham. What's going on? My angel girl, woo-hoo, in the house. James, Mary Beth, Starlight, and William. Welcome one and all to the show. Let me remind everybody that we are still in the running for the Shorty Award in the Boston category. We're in second place, and tomorrow is the last day to get your nominations in. You can only nominate once, but you have to have a Twitter account. So if you don't have one, get one, and make sure you vote for us. I put the link up in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you go to www.shortyawards, just the way it's spelled, .com/ordinary woman WMN. That'll take us right to the page that they have set up for us. All you have to do is say that you nominate Ordinary Woman for the award and give a reason why. Short sentence, make sure you put that sentence in there. It counts for the vote counts more if you actually put a sentence in there. So we're kind of neck and neck with a Boston.com blogger, so it'd be kind of cool if we can overtake them and see where we can go. So remember, get the word out, everybody. We could really use your nominations. If you're on Twitter, maybe you can send out the link to all your Twitter followers, let them know what's going on, see if we can get them to vote. We'd really love to have Beantown represent. Hey, guest 37500, welcome, welcome to the chat room. We'd like to have everybody be able to represent. This award is really cool because it's just basically saying that we're kind of good about sending out little blurbs, keep you motivated. Hey, guest 37509, welcome, welcome to the chat room. So, again, like I was saying, we're nominated for a Shorty Award. Tomorrow's the last day to get your nominations in. www.shortyaward.com, Ordinary Woman, WNM, get your nominations in there. So, Mountain Man, what have you been up to?
Mountain Man was able to get out tonight. But first, I have a question for Miss Charlie. How is my signal tonight?
You sound awesome. I'm very excited. We were having a lot of challenges with the glitches in the connection and stuff. So it sounds to me like you got some work done.
No, I'm sitting in the bedroom of my lovely apartment for this evening show because I almost, and I'm going to say this right now, you almost had to do the show tonight by yourself. And the reason I know.
What a big thing you're talking about. Oh, yeah, thank God I got a host. I'll be sitting here talking to myself. I have to get somebody else to call in, please, because I'm talking to myself. But I'm glad we got some of the glitches. As everybody has known, we've been having some serious challenges with the internet and the phone lines from all the icing and the snowstorms that we've had lately, but we're getting the glitches out there. Real quick, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. That is our segment page. You can listen to us that way, or you can join us on the phone as well. Call-in number, if you are going to call us in, have any comments, concerns, it is 1-347-989-1473. Toll-free number is 1-877-907-7217 for those of you that incur a charge. Today we're excited. We originally were going to have the cast of Oxytown USA, but Carrie's been running around. She's got about 4 or 5 different projects, so we decided to give her a little bit more time to get that segment set squared away, so we rescheduled it for a later time. So I figured we'd do our hodgepodge for the month of February. Mountain Man and I have, we take one show a month where it's kind of like open floor, go at it. And today one of the things we do want to do is we want to get through a lot of the music that we have in our queue that we haven't been able to play before and also kind of get some things going as well. Hope all of you will feel the need to call us and check us out and make us feel welcomed here because we don't want to be all by ourselves. Mountain Man, I have that song for you.
Oh, you do you?
I do. For those of you listeners that were with us last week and the week before, we talked about Valentine's Day, and my son, Sacrifice, is a stage name, actually wrote a song for his wife as a gift for Valentine's Day, which was kind of funny because all the guys were like, ruined it for us. He's like, they could have gone out and spent $5,000. It wouldn't have mattered because, of course, having a song written specially for you, how cool is that, right?
That is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I figured to get our hodgepodge going, I will play that song now, and then we'll come back. So this song is called Sarah's Song, and it's done by Sacrifice, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Baby, thank you for being you. Listen to this. Without you, there's no me, there's other's hands so much. Your hands are like the gloves you wear. Baby, you my honey bear. Money, you the sun, I swear. You my lady, know you love it when I touch you there. Baby, you my shining night, finer than a diamond's life. Shining like the brightest light. Girl, you are the finest wife. I'm like a pilot's flight, you like the finest heights. I'm just delighted like my baby girl, my priceless wife. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart to beat.
Sarah, we've been together a long time, and there's not a minute of it I would trade for anything else. You make me feel like I can achieve anything as long as you're there with me. Not to mention the kids. Oh man, the kids are so lucky to have you. You truly are God's gift to me. From the moment we first touched, I knew we would be together forever. No matter what, you're my rock, baby.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no us. And for me, that's a problem. You my sight with no touch. You my life, you my wife, you so clutch. You my might, I love you so much. Love that I can make you laugh. Love to see you shake that ass. Journey's just starting, so baby, let's just make it last. My inspiration, my patience when I'm fading back. Whisper in your ear, you my goddess while we take a bath. You a trip, scared to buy a couch on Craigslist. Nothing's more fun than catching Dexter on Netflix. Every time I sexless, yes, you the bestest. Let me slow down because baby, leave me breathless. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart to beat.
I can't believe it's been 10 years together, and this is the first song I've ever made for you. I should have my head examined. You are so important to me that I could be with you another 1,000 years and never truly express how much you got me. You're aces, baby. And the thing about it is that everyone that knows you knows it. You are something special. I love you so much, and that will never change.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no you. And I mean you my dream girl, my queen, my own boo. My own heaven, my beauty, my tune, my sun and the stars, my view, my own moon. I know you're reaching zones simply when I speak in tones. Feel the love with every step while I'm reaching home. What's a perfect day with you in seeking tone? What's a perfect night? You and me alone. You are my everything, that's what I think of you. Now let me see your body, kiss every inch of you. Words could not express my love, baby, you the perfect song. I got a perfect wife, my kid's a perfect mom. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart to beat.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you.
Now, was that the coolest thing ever? Let me tell you, I would have been, I was bawling, besides the point, because I do that a lot.
Wow.
But I just, isn't that the coolest thing?
Wow.
I thought it was sweet.
That's all I
could
say
was really,
is wow.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, and that's the gift of song, because it's so amazing how you can just pour your feelings out into music and share your feelings. And the thing is, that's forever. You know what I mean? It's something that you wrote, and I just thought it was so sweet, and it's just, I had to share it with you guys. I thought it was awesome. For everyone else that's in the chat room, welcome. 37724, nice of you to stop by and check us out today. One of the things I wanted to bring up, and I have to bring this up because it's my show and I can bring it up.
It's not only your show.
Angel Girl actually read my mind. It was so funny. This is exactly what I was going to bring up. How many of you guys have been watching American Idol? I have to ask this question because I personally have to admit I have not been watching American Idol for a few years. Just because, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, it kind of like fell off. And yeah, I used to like Paula Abdul, but as a judge, you know, I don't like to be negative, but she really didn't bring that much to the table in my eyes. And, you know, Simon was just a little too snippy for my taste. And, of course, Randy was always the man. So when they re-changed the judges, I'm like, all right, let me give it another chance. Just by coincidence, I tuned in the other day. Oh, my goodness. It's like everything that they were showing made me bawl my eyes out. I don't know.
Wow.
Amy, I got to stop there real quick. Poor Amy. She's getting dragged off to see Justin Bieber, the movie. That's all right, honey. We love you. You're doing your mommy thing.
We do love you, Amy. We love you, hon.
Oh,
my goodness.
Man.
It's getting busy here.
Yeah, so it was funny because I've always had, like, a love-hate relationship with Jennifer Lopez. Not that I know her personally or anything, but as a fan. And it was funny to me to see her on the show, like, bawling her eyes out, feeling bad that she had to cut these people, and it kind of made her a little human for me. And, of course, as someone that works in the acting industry, I'm kind of looking to see, like, all right, is she acting? Is that, like, to bring up the ratings or to get more attention? So it was kind of like, so I just was thinking, let me bring it out there to you guys. What do you guys think of the show? Like, do you really think it's recapturing some of the old essence, or you think it's just this particular brand of the contestants they have this year? Because I noticed that the talent this year, they really brought it. I was really surprised. I mean, compared to some other years, they really brought it. So I was kind of like surprised in that sense. Chris, have you been watching it?
No, I have not. And a matter of fact, I was going to actually, excuse me, I was actually on Facebook last night.
Yeah.
And you, my favorite friend, were flabbing up a storm left and right, up and down. I'm like, okay, and I'm sitting here.
It was,
okay,
no, I'm telling you, it was bizarre. It was funny because Angel Girl was on there too, and it was just weird to me because usually don't do that. And I'm like, every other contestant, there was some story, and I was bawling, and I'm like, it's got to be the hormones from, I have two daughter-in-laws that are pregnant, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's from, you know, proxy or whatever, but I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. Real quick, though, before I forget, I have to remind all our listeners that if you are in the New England area, you need to tune into My TV New England. I think it's 68, my TV 68, at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. The Deborah Crosby Talent Quest show is on at that time. And this past Sunday was the first segment where I, yours truly, got the opportunity to be a judge on the show. And let me tell you, talk about bringing the talent. Amazing talent.
Wow.
So you get to see me over the next three Sundays, I think, because we filmed the show. I think they broke it up into three or four segments. But, yeah, so make sure you guys check it out and tell me what you think, because the talent we had was amazing, and I had fun as a judge. It was really a lot of fun. But Angel Cole is right.
Okay.
Getting back to our conversation is, I don't
two
know. I was really surprised.
From...
I was really surprised. Go ahead.
Two questions here, and I would – one is I would encourage Infamous
mm-hmm.
Angel to please call in if you can. So Charlie would have some feedback here because I do not watch that show at all.
No, I just brought it up because I was like, what am I turning into a mushball in my old age? I don't know. I was like, woo, every 2 seconds. I'm like, but then again, I don't know. I think it's got to be because my two daughter-in-laws are pregnant, because last night, I don't know what possessed me to watch the series finale of Medium. That had me bawling like in nobody's business. And then today, before the show, for some bizarre reason, I decided to sit down for a little bit, and my husband was watching House. It was one of the old episodes. And they wind up killing some doctor's girlfriend on there, so that was another ball fest.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
I'm like, you know what, I'm done. I'm like done. Like, I'm all cried out, and I'm like, you know, this is crazy. So I'm like, what is going on with these shows making me all depressed? Oh, man, it was
yes.
nuts.
Infamous Angel, yes, you did hear your name.
Yes, you
Infamous
did.
Infamous Angel, yes, you did. If you can, so Charlie, can, if you're listening right now, if you could call in, if you can, to either 347-989-1473 or 1-877-907-7217, and please come on in and share your thoughts on the show that Charlie is talking about, because myself, I do not watch American Idol, although
shame on you.
Shame on you.
That is my guilty pleasure. That is the thing you watch, but you don't admit you watch, except on your radio show, and then everybody knows. But that's beside the point. Anyway, on that note, I have to play this song because I think it's very appropriate right now with of what we're talking about and the way I've been acting. It's called Lost My Damn Mind. I'm going to play this song called Lost My Damn Mind by Cardiac and Cherie. I hope you guys enjoy it. My mind is the one I miss the most.
Well, you weren't the only one. I'll say that right now, right here, and I will admit it. I've
lost my mind
on more than one occasion.
Oh, I don't just lose it on one occasion. I just, like, lost it. Like, I don't have it anymore. It's gone. It's gone.
I think you lost it when you met me.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's
I
going
think
on
it
a few years ago
that.
Now.
Yes. So, what? Yeah, I know, right? So, to our listeners, one of the things that I really wanted to talk about, and I guess we can get talking with Mountain Man, is when one of the things that came out of watching the American Idol show, and even if you hadn't watched it, this is something that I've always wanted to talk about, was when you think about people that have a dream, have a goal, we never really think about the toll that it takes on us as a human being when we go after those dreams, after those goals. Because we as human beings, we have the average normal people, you know, what I call my diamonds in the rough. And those are the people that keep the world going. And those are the people that, yeah, they might have a goal of, okay, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to get a good job, meet someone nice, get married, buy a house, have kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a goal. And because that's such a normal goal that the average human has, we don't really consider it as, okay, this huge sacrifice. Then you have the 5% that are the people that are trying to be professional athletes, professional singers, actors, you know, writers, all these other out of the normal things. And, you know, we always think about the fact that we tell people, well, you know, if you work hard enough and you keep focused and you strive towards your goals, you'll attain it. But do we ever really stop to reflect on the difficulty that these people must go through to continue to stay motivated to go through there to get to those goals? I mean, what are your feelings on that, Chris? Do you think that's something that would be very difficult for someone to do, or do you think that that's kind of like a lonely place to be because no one really understands how you're feeling?
Hello. Okay, I'm back. I just went off into outer space for a second, and I didn't hear your question.
I had somebody
in our switchboard,
mm-hmm.
and it is somebody who I asked if they could to call in, so you two could chat about with the show that
mm-hmm.
you two were so adamantly gabbing about last night. But anyhow, what was your question?
Well, it pertains to that. It's the fact that, you know, you have the average people that strive to do everyday goals, and then you have the 5% that are going about after these dreams that are that much higher. And do you really think that as a human being, when you're trying to do that, is that really a lonely place where you're at because people don't understand you? And does it take a toll on you? Do you think that that's something that people don't realize, how difficult it is when you decide that you're not going to be like everybody else, that you want to go outside the box and do something extraordinary?
Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, I come up with that all the time. With me, it's
mm-hmm.
just, it's crazy. It is very crazy because I find stuff very challenging
mm-hmm.
In my life. But I'm finding it much easier now that the weather is getting better
mm-hmm.
because I will be able to get out a little bit easier. As you all know, all our listeners know that the wintertime is very hard for me to get out
mm-hmm.
And around. And it is just one of the things that happens here in Massachusetts. You get
But you're talking about one thing, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to throw this thought out there. For example, in your case, what you're talking about, the average human being has no clue. Because, okay, fine, I, for one, want to go out, put my shoes on, my coat, and, yeah, I might be a little slippery because, you know, the boys didn't shovel right or the snow melted a little bit or whatever, but there's never that total forethought of going into how difficult it is for me to just get out and go. So like you said, during the winter months, you're in a very dark place, in a very isolated place, because the average person doesn't understand that what takes us 2 minutes to do to cross the street and get on a bus is something that is a major production in your case because you have a wheelchair and you have to make concessions for the snow and the ice and the slush. So translating what you just said to someone that is trying to do something extraordinary, like get a recording contract or be an actor or even a doctor or something outside the realm, a writer. Is that really something
right.
that's so difficult to do? Because not because of the difficulty associated with obtaining the goal, but do you think most of the difficulty associated with that is the fact that you feel so alone because the average person does not understand where you're coming from? I mean, think about it.
I do. I don't have to think about it because this year, and I'm going to bring Infamous Angel on with us so she can contribute to this as well right now. Hello, Infamous Angel.
Hello.
And just to continue, if you could bear with me just 1 minute here, I just want to continue with my thought here. And it's come to my realization this year that every time I have gone out, I have seen the attitudes of some of these people who live in the Lowell area and how they look at us, the people who are in, who are physically challenged and have difficulties getting around. And getting on public transportation, you don't know how irritating it is for somebody like yourself or Infamous Angel, regular, ordinary people. They just pass you right by and just crowd the door to get on the buses.
Right.
And just get right on. And they don't see that there's a person that is lower in height and that is in a wheelchair.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing. We get so caught up with it because by the same token, I've heard people say that they think it's an inconvenience to them, and this is totally someone that's totally out there selfish-wise, saying how inconvenient it is for them when they have to sit there and wait for a handicapped person to be able to get on a bus where, you know, they have to lower the stair and the wheelchair and then secure it and all that. So, again, this is because at times we get so caught up into ourselves that we don't think about, well, look at the stuff this person's going through. It's all about me, 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 the me thing, which is kind of what we talked about at our last Hodgepodge show where we talked about people just so selfishly self-involved in themselves that they don't even consider other people because it's all about what's in it for me. So we take it a step further here, and one of the things that I wanted to cover is, especially because we cover so many up-and-coming artists and actors and directors and writers and athletes and all this, is when we think about it, we don't really stop to think about the difficult challenges that someone who is trying to do something that is not normal, that is extraordinary, the challenges that they go through and how self-absorbed we are when we don't even acknowledge the difficulties that they're going through.
And I'd like to ask Infamous Angel what she thinks on the topic.
Okay. I totally agree. I've been challenging yourself to improve is one of the biggest challenges that anybody can struggle with. And finding yourself and knowing where you want to go and finding all these hopes and aspirations that you have in your life, it's difficult because you don't know, like, what's good for you or what's right or what's how you're going to head in that direction. And I think it's important to realize that, like, whatever, like, things you want to do, you make a goal to achieve it and take that step into reaching it.
Now, the thing is, too, that, like, what you're saying is that, you know, you're achieving for it and you're striving, but sometimes we don't realize that anytime you're doing something that's, quote-unquote, not normal for the people around you,
yeah,
they sometimes try to discourage you, and it's very difficult. Like, okay, let me give you an example. No one in my family had ever gone to college. My brothers and sisters, none of them had ever gone to college. So for me, there was never any of when you go to college, when you go to college, when you go to college. And never did I understand what it was about, had no clue about registering for it, what were my requirements in high school, things that I should take, none of that because no one knew. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking at you trying to get to college like, well, why don't you just go get a job? Like, they just can't comprehend. And now, all of a sudden, when you actually are going to college, and I know you, Angel Go, can associate with this, all of a sudden, they give you that feeling that, oh, you think you're better than we are because you're going to college. So there's that dark place where you don't have people around you that understand what you're going through because they've never been there.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
like,
do you get – yeah.
Like, I totally agree with you because, like, I'm – like you said, I am in college right now, and I've been going to Middlesex for, like, since 2007, and I'm almost done. I've taken, like, mostly all my requirements so far, and there are things that my parents are going through right now that I can't say, but, like, they've been pushing me to, like, finish this spring, but I really can't because it's really hard.
Right.
Because, like, you have to, like, really, really look at your requirements yourself and, like, know that that's, you can't do that because you're in the place where you'll finish when it's ready. And, like, when you take in all of your requirements, like, I still have, like, a few electives and a few classes left, and then I'll be done. And the fact
right,
that, like,
exactly.
my parents don't see how much of a struggle it is that I'm already in college and trying to work, like, get good grades in it and try to keep up and try to do the work and stuff, you know, and they don't really get it, so... So
right, exactly. And the other thing they don't understand is that, because a lot of people are like, well, how is it that it's taking you this long? Well, yeah, if all I had to do was go to school and that's it, yeah, of course I would have been done in 2 years, but you can't do that because you have to take, you know, go part-time and you're working and everything else, because when you're trying to do something that people don't understand, they don't have that, okay, you go to college and I'll support you. It's still like, you still have to get a job. You still have bills to pay because they don't understand what you're trying to do. They don't see the long picture, you know, the big picture of, because I'm doing this, then my ability to go into the workplace, into the job market, is going to afford me to be able to make more money. So it's an investment in your future. They just want the now, get a job now. They don't care if it's $5-$6 an hour. They don't comprehend that. And a lot of people don't, and I think that's the reason why a lot of kids that come from backgrounds where there isn't a lot of role models that go to college, it's very difficult for them because the support isn't there.
Yep.
Now, when we take a goal like that, and now we magnify it even more where you're sitting there saying, oh, I want to be a famous singer or I want to be a famous actor or a famous writer, how much more are these people totally clueless? And how much more do you feel totally alone, like people just don't understand you?
I totally get that. Like I have a lot of people, like, that ask me, like, why aren't you finished? Like, why aren't you done yet? You know, you could be doing other things and this. And I'm like, or like, why aren't you working and stuff? And I mean, I've done all I can. Like, in the past, I've worked. I got my work experience, and that's all I care about. I don't really care about, like, all the materialistic things like money and all that stuff. I don't really care about that. As long as I earn some money for myself and save up and do what I can, that's all that matters to me, you know, and just getting out there and, like, being independent and finding myself and just pushing myself harder, even though, like, yeah, I'm not working, but I'm in school. That's all that matters, and I'll get to that point where I'm going to get a career later on, you know. I don't
right.
need to worry about it, so. And my parents,
right,
and there's certain people in my life that don't see that, so.
And that's true, because it's very difficult. People don't understand that. Look, there's a person here trying to achieve a goal that other people haven't achieved, and you're putting them down for it. Like, in your case, I love one of the words, one of the sentences you said is what I want to hit on. You said, people keep saying to me, why aren't you out there doing other stuff? Why are you taking so long to finish school? Why? And my whole thing to this is, these people are so focused on what other people are doing, as in your case, you, that they're not focusing on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier for us to sit there, and because honestly, everybody thinks they know what's best for everybody else.
Yeah.
I know what's good for everybody else. But they never take the time to realize that the reason they're saying that is because they don't want to focus on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sit here and say, look, you need to do this, 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 and this to fix your life, but I don't worry about fixing mine. And that can be a challenge, I think, for people that are striving to do something that's outside of the norm, that's outside of what everybody dictates. But the thing that gets me is, and it's a two-sided coin, because we will be the first ones to adore actors, adore all these athletes. We have no problem dropping $50 to go watch a professional basketball game. No problem taking our kids to go see Justin Bieber because he's a hot thing, so we pay the money to go watch him, take him to see his movie, you know, all this stuff. But then again, we look at someone average and ordinary going, who do you think you are that you're going to be some famous singer, blah, 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 blah. What do you think? Justin Bieber just hatched out of an egg as this famous celebrity? Or you know, that Kevin Garnett just hatched out of an egg as Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett was a child at one time who was a snotty-nosed little kid on the playground going, oh, someday I want to be a professional basketball player. So everybody along the way, somewhere down the line, they said, this is what I want to do. They weren't always famous. They weren't always these talented people that did whatever they did. They worked hard to get where they are. So my whole thing is, what is it with people not realizing that?
I don't know. I guess people are just too messed up in the head, but, like, too caught up and I don't know, like, not really looking at how like, the entertainment side of the entertainment life is different because, but regardless, you see, like, people like Diddy and all those guys, and, like, they were normal people growing up, you know?
Right. It is. It's very true. And the thing that gets me the most is that these actors, these artists, these struggling people, like, I know a lot of these kids that are hip-hop artists and singers and dancers. They're taking money out of their own pocket. They're working full-time jobs to try to get an album recorded, to try to get, you know, photos, to try to get reels, all this to get their talent out, to get exposed. They're subject to people taking advantage of them. They're doing everything they can to make their dream a reality. And the two things that aggravate me the most is, one, people that would take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Anybody that would take advantage of a child's dream or a young person's dream literally has no morals whatsoever. How could you do that to someone? Here's this person, like, putting their heart and soul into their craft, into their music, into whatever art form they're doing, and then you're going to exploit that into, like, their desperation for your own gain. And then the other thing that gets me is that when you do start seeing out someone that is actually succeeding, all of a sudden, all these people come out of the woodwork. Oh, I know you could do it. I know you could do it. And they have their hand out. And my whole thing is, if you knew I could do it, where were you when I could have used $10 to buy an extra CD? Where were you when I could have used someone to help me give out my CDs at the car wash?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of things. So it's something that I want to really hit on because I see so much incredible talent out there that is struggling to get the recognition, and it really bothers me when I see other people tearing that down. I personally think anybody, Laura, we talked about it when we were watching American Idol.
Yeah.
These contestants are putting their heart, their soul, their everything out there to be totally ridiculed by millions of people. And we're all sitting on our couch, stuffing our face, doing whatever, going, ah, that person sucks, or this one, this and that. Really? And you're going to sit there. What have you done besides just stuff a greasy potato chip into your mouth? You know what I mean? And you're going to sit there and criticize this person that has put their life on hold, has given up their job, has given up everything to say, you know, let me go give it a shot and see what I can do, see what I can do, and then put themselves out there to totally be ridiculed or accepted or rejected by the people in America. So it's one of the things that really hits me about why we as human beings would do that, because of the fact that, like I said, I see behind the scenes of the sacrifice and everything that goes into these young artists, and not so young, because, I mean, I use young because that's usually what you think, you know, the starry-eyed 18-year-old. No, I've seen artists in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s that refuse to give up, are still trying to make it in whatever industry they're trying to do. And not only on the fact of having to deal with trying to get in the door, they have to deal with the people that are closest to them, their friends, their family, their loved ones saying, give it up, get a real job. It's never going to work out.
Yep.
Right.
And they can't just go back and, like, just start over because that's what they want to, like, pursue. If they have a dream, they're going to go after it. Yeah.
It is. It's amazing. Like, I know I've mentioned it a couple of times because I thought it was very powerful. A couple of weeks ago when they had the SAG Awards, they did a commercial where they had all these unknown actors, and I'm going to quote this till the day I die. This young actress said, I would rather fail at this, referring to acting, which she's passionate about. I would rather be a failure at acting than be successful at anything else. And that is such a powerful thing because do you understand the courage it takes to be able to put yourself out there and say, this is who I am, this is what brings me passion. This is what I want to share with the world. And to be so passionate about it that you're mm-hmm. willing to sacrifice everything. Like you mentioned earlier, Angel Girl, it's not about the money. It's not about the position. It's not about the career. It's about doing what you're passionate about and just never giving up. And that, to me, is something so heroic for people mm-hmm. to do that. It is. It's mind-boggling to me how people will continue. I mean, I see some actors that audition after audition. You're too tall, you're too fat, you're too skinny, too old, too young, too that, 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 that. Guess what? The next day, they get up again, and they do it all over. Audition mm-hmm. after audition after audition, because they have to believe that one of these days, it'll be their turn. They'll be able to get their foot in the door, and they'll be able to finally have the opportunity to do what they love to do for the rest of their lives. And that's something that I think is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is mm-hmm. there was this one contestant on American Idol. J-Lo was talking. I forgot the kid's name. Whatever. She let somebody go, and she was telling them like how she doesn't want them, him or her, whatever, to like stop doing what they're doing to continue, like when they leave American Idol, to just continue practicing their craft and developing it, and maybe next year or another time or two they'll come back and they'll win it, you know, they'll win it all, and it just takes practice, you know, and improving and stuff like that.
It does. That's all it is. And the thing is, you guys have to realize, and I really want to hope that I can reach all of my diamonds in the rough out there, all the people that have that dream, that desire, that something in their belly, I'm calling like deep down in their belly, that desire to do something and say, look, I cannot give up on this. I have to do this because this is who I am. And just remember, like she said, and that's one of the things that I finally realized, that there's a lot more to this woman than, you know, because if you just believe everything that the media and the paparazzi, it's all negative. Because yeah. we all know, negativity is what sells newspapers. No one wants to hear about someone saving a puppy. They want to read about somebody running the puppy over so we can go, oh, my God, you know, that's what sells papers. And the thing that she hit on is exactly what you just mentioned, the fact that keep perfecting it. There's a reason. Okay, so they said, no, now, don't give up. Oh, my God, my world's over. That's it. I'm done. I'm never going to sing again. No, you get up and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. Because, you know, the reality comes down to this, guys, that you, at the end of your life, want to make sure that you live true to yourself. The reality is that any job will put food on the table. If it's just you we're talking about, any job, any legitimate job will make enough for you to put a roof over your head and to put food on your table. I'm not saying you're going to eat lobster every day. I'm not saying you're living in a three-bedroom condo. But it's enough to make you comfortable, to have a roof over your head, and to have food on your table. That allows you the opportunity to continue to strive after your dreams, because you have to be true to yourself. And I know a lot of people might say, you know what, Charlie, that's really irresponsible, because now these kids are going to go, oh, I can do it. You know what? The reality is, like they say, the worst thing is can happen. You shoot for the stars and you just catch some stardust. So what?
Yep.
You understand the passion that goes into it, and nothing. One of the things that gets me is that I've met a couple of acting teachers that you can sit back and say, what has that person ever done? They were never in any famous movie. They weren't rich and famous. But you know what? They paid their dues. So they have learned through time and error of the fact that this is what you should do and this is what you don't want to do. So, yes, they still have something to offer. And guess what? That person, whether they didn't get to be a famous superstar and didn't win an Oscar or don't have a star in the Walk of Fame, they still are doing what they love. Ricky Henderson, great example, one of the greatest baseball players ever, who's in his 50s, is still playing baseball at the semi-professional level, and people are looking at him like, why are you doing that? You already did X, Y, and Z. He said, because I love what I do. That's what it's about. He loves playing baseball. Mm-hmm. He's like, I will play baseball to the day I die. So where is it written that because I'm a certain age, I can't do that anymore? There's a cutoff. Oh, you're X amount of years, so you can't try to be this anymore, or you can't play this anymore, or you know what I mean? There's nothing written anywhere. that says there's a time or an expiration date on a dream. And that's what it is, an expiration date on a dream. For our listeners. Yes, go ahead, Mr. Mountain Man.
You and I always seem to start up a question or something.
Go ahead.
With the, and it's like, okay, who's going to say something now?
Go ahead, Mr. Mountain Man. What's up?
Now, here's the reason why I had asked Infamous Angels to come on. Not to come in to the discussion that we are just having. But the reason why I had asked you to come on, Angel, girl, is what did you like about that show, and what were you two battling about last night? Because I was totally lost in that conversation, and I'm like, so
well, no,
if
actually,
you can give
that
some
was the point, because no, that's exactly what we were talking about. Number one, the thing that got me was how much more better, if that's even correctly phrased, how much the caliber of the performers. Like, I've noticed, like, I know, Angel Girl, have you been watching American Idol consistently?
Yep. I've watched from the beginning, all the auditions and stuff. I've watched everything.
Well, for me, it was kind of like, I was like, I'm not going to lie, like, the first couple of years, I was faithful. I liked it. It was something that my daughter and I would do. We'd watch it together, and we thought it was kind of cool. And then after a couple of contestants, I really had no business being there talent-wise, and it kind of made it like a joke, and I'm like, I'm done. If this is a popularity contest, it's not really about talent, and I'm all set with popularity contests. Like, I think these contests where it's based on votes and how many people can come online and make comments about you, it's not a true testament of talent. Talent is talent. That's all there is to it. And that's why I kind of faded away a little bit. But like I said, last night, the other night, I turned in just on a fluke. And I was, one, impressed with the caliber of talent. Two, the stories behind this talent, because now you have those stories that pull at your heartstrings. But that was the thing that was getting me, how emotional it was. But the other thing that got me was the judges. Because honestly, if I'm a singer and I'm going to have an opportunity to audition in front of Steve Tyler, one of the greatest musicians out there, been in the industry forever, J-Lo, who some can argue pro or con about how what talented she is as a singer, but you cannot take away from her that she is an amazing marketer. She can dance her butt off, and she knows how to put a show on, and she definitely knows what audiences want.
Yep.
And then Randy Jackson, who is a producer and has done it. So if I want to be in front of those compared to Paula Abdul, and she had a career in the 80s, but that was a long time ago, not longevity. Simon Cowell was more about image. To him, it was like, this is the man that told Jennifer Hudson, give it up, you're never going to make it in this industry. Really?
Wow.
A few years later, she's got a shiny Oscar, a SAG award, she's got Emmys, she's got Grammys, she's got all these awards. So who was right and who was wrong? Again, she's looking at him, and I remember this correctly, her saying to him, looking him in the eye and saying, I don't care what you say, I don't care what you think about the way I look or who I am. I am going to make it in the industry because I know who I am. And she did.
Yeah.
She proved them wrong. So that was the whole thing for me, Mountain Man, and I know Angel Girl can talk about this, was how emotional it was for me to see that struggle. But what really made it human was to actually see emotion on part of a judge. And it wasn't just Jennifer. It was Steve and Randy were having emotional times as well, feeling like they were cutting people down because, of course, you got to get rid of some of them and trying to do it in such a humane way that you're not crushing them, which is very unheard of for American Idol. I guess, I'm thinking from what I had seen before. What do you think about that, Angel Girl?
I honestly think, like, when you perform in front of judges, like, them, like, they're celebrities and they're, like, really out there in the entertainment world, you gotta give it, like, if you gotta perform and stuff, and you don't know if you're gonna make it or not. I mean, it's basically make it or break it, and, like, knowing, like, going in and just facing, like, them one-on-one, that's intense because you don't know if they're going to, like, keep you or let you go. And that's hard because, like, they really connect with the contestants, like, one-on-one in different ways because you base them on performance, creativity, and all the whole package, you know, the way they sing, the way they dress, the way they, sing the lyrics and, you know, and just perform. And, like, and knowing, like, I mean, it's pretty, like, straightforward, just watching it, you know, and, like, seeing how old, young the contestants are and how much there's not really that much older. Because, like, most of the auditions I've seen, like, the kids that are, like, 15, 16, and I'm just like, dang, these kids are already, like, auditioning for something big, you know. And knowing that, like, oh, you know, like, seeing them perform it, like, you'll be like, oh, how far will they go and stuff. Because I know you know Carrie Ann Sheehan. She had a friend that that performed on American Idol. Her name was Ashley Sullivan, the crazy one. She, Carrie told me, she was like, oh, like, she didn't know how far her friend would make it. And I'm like, she'll probably, you know, as long as she gives it her best, you know, she'll make, you know. So I really didn't give into that. I'm just like, I'm just watching it, and I'm like, I know these kids will, yeah, some will, like, be let go and stuff, but, you know, it's probably best because, you know, they can develop it more and become more ready the next time they come back, you know, and try to win it next year or whatever.
Right, exactly, and that's the whole thing, because I know you're right, one of the kids that was on the show was, like, 16 or 17, and they're like, you're so young, you have your whole life ahead of you, you know, don't give up, and, I mean, and you're right, I can't imagine the courage it takes to audition for something like that, being that young, 16, 17 years old, oh my goodness, and then having to deal with the consistency of bringing it to the table and keeping it at the table and, you know, constantly setting your best foot forward. I mean, you're 16 or 17. You have days that you love the world and days you want to be left the hell alone. So it's something that when you're an entertainer or you're a professional, you have to bring it, whether you feel like it or not. You put your happy face, you could be dying, you have a cold, they don't care. People don't care. If I'm paying $100 to go see you perform, I could care less if you've been throwing up for 8 hours. I don't care. You're still going to sing, and you're going to entertain me. And unfortunately, that's how we are as humans. Let's hold that thought real quick. I want to play another song. It's almost the 8 o'clock hour. So if you are there, you want to call in. Our discussion right now is the pros and cons of the stress of when someone is trying to make it in the entertainment industry, or any industry for that matter, that's outside the norm, and what are some of the prices that are involved in that. The number is 1-347-989-1473. Our toll-free number, 1-877-907-7217. If you're on your smartphone, you can call into that number with your mobile app and listen to our show on the phone as well. iTunes as well, you can hear us. I have this cool song I wanted to hear. This is called Precious by Julie Kinchek. She's going to be on the show later in March, so I hope you enjoy it. It's called Precious. Baby.
Wow.
And that was Precious by Julie Kinchak. And she actually wrote that song when she was pregnant with her twins, which I thought was real cool. And again, going back to the amazing ability to use our creative talents, she forms these amazing works of love. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about. These are our babies as far as what we create. And I think it'd be very difficult to watch someone just tear that apart and, you know, criticize it or condemn it because they don't like it or they don't think that it's that great. So it's very difficult for us to deal with that. And how do you deal with it? What is the ways that we can feel that, okay, this is what I want to do. It's a very difficult career choice or dream that I have, mm-hmm. but to not give up on it and continue to do it.
Right.
Yeah, real quick, there's another song I'd like to play for our audience that I've been dying to play.
Well, real quick. I'd like to thank Infamous Angel. I know we put you on the spot, and I really do appreciate
it. Yes, thank you so much for calling in. It was a great conversation. It was nice to have you in the room with us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
well,
Angel.
Well, I'm watching American Idol right now.
She's like, I'm watching. Keep us posted.
Well,
you're in the chat room. Keep us posted.
All right.
Thanks, Angel.
Yep, thank you. Okay.
Yep, bye-bye.
I'd like to play this song. It's called Whatever It Takes by Laquandra Seymour. And she's one of the contestants that you'll get to see on Deborah Crosby's Talent Quest, which is on Sundays on MyTV 68 in the New England area at 11 a.m. So you can tune in and watch that. So this is Whatever It Takes by Laquandra
Seymour. Is it
11
or is it 10? Because I thought you said
11 a.m.
Okay.
Yes, 11 a.m.
Laquandra, as I am.
stick to my goals and my dreams, and I thank God for everything.
And we're back, and that was Laquandra Seymour with Whatever It Takes. Love her voice, and you think she sounds good recorded. You know how some entertainers, when you hear them live, they're not as good. They're good, but not as good as a recording, because obviously the recording is buffered and layered and filtered and all that. This child, she kills it live. I mean, like right there in my face. She just went off. Love the way she sings. She really sounds a lot like Jennifer Hudson, but she took it to another level. Blew my mind, because we all know Jennifer Hudson is an amazing talent, but and she's only 18 years old. So talk about what we talked about earlier, has the opportunity to grow, improve, and get better only better with time. She loved it. So we are today, we're in our Hodgepodge show, and we're actually sharing a lot of the songs that we have collected over the year and a half that we've been on from all our independent artists in the area. Again, if you are or do know of an independent artist that has music that they would love to share with us, you are more than welcome to send it in. Make sure it's radio-friendly, which means we can't have any swears. This is a family show. We could have the little bleeps here and there, that's fine. If you do have other hardcore stuff, you can send it to me as well, and I will refer to you to my friend Scotty Mack out in Detroit City. He has his own radio show out there. Would love to play your stuff there if it's a little edgier. But for us here, Diamond in the Rough, send us your MP3s only, please. You can email them to us at ordinarywoman@gmail.com. Ordinary Woman, woman is spelled WMN at gmail.com. If you do send me MP3s, please make sure that they are either your own or you do have permission to send them to me. Also include a brief bio of the artist that is performing, as well as a photograph if you have it, so we can put it up on our segment page and give credit where credit is due to make sure that everybody knows who that amazing artist is and what they look like, and also any links that they might have so that we can share their music with others as well. Free publicity. Everybody needs a little publicity. And speaking of amazing artists, here's another song I want to share because I absolutely love this girl. I remember her back on our show about a year and a half ago. We just had her recently on the show. And a very talented family. This is Amanda McCarthy, and this is her song, Ignite. So I hope you enjoy this. It's called Ignite by Amanda McCarthy.
My imagination's running wild, but thought bit more to you and me we didn't see before. So I'm waiting on the night that we will see the light. 'Cause it's only a matter of time before we ignite.
And that was Amanda McCarthy with her original song. She actually wrote that song, and she actually wrote the music for it as well. She taught herself how to play the guitar. I thought it was kind of cool. Her brother actually plays the guitar, her older brother, and he just showed her a couple of chords, and she took it from there. And you have that final product, Amanda McCarthy, Ignite. I don't know, man. I don't care how many times I hear that song. It just blows my mind how young she is and how talented.
Yeah, exactly. And this was, what, my second time or first time or second time hearing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I heard some interesting words in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows my mind.
It's true, too, but what gets me is how deep her thinking is, because we're talking about a girl that's like 16 years old, and just to have that deep thinking to be able to write these deep lyrics, and so sweet, and music just beautiful. I just love it. I think it's such a talent. What I wanted to make sure I remind everybody that next month we're going to have a fun-packed month. We're going to have Carrie O'Donnell. She's going to be with us next month. She's actually the driving force behind the movie Oxytown USA. That movie's going to be filming in the New England area this coming summer. And it's not just about being a movie. It's about the fact that it's trying to shed the light on the darkness and the sorrow and the pain involved with drug addiction or with prescription drugs, not just from the person that gets addicted, it's people that sell it and their families as well. It's more of a movement. That's kind of like the tagline behind it. It's not just a movie. It's a movement behind it. Also, just to keep our listeners updated, if you are in the New England area, there is actually a movie coming up that's going to be filming in this area. It's called Boom, Bring the Boom, and that's going to be starring Kevin James. So if you are interested in being an extra in that movie, the information is out. You can go to Beantown.name, www.beantown.name on the internet. Check that out. You can go to Boston Casting or South Shore Casting. We'll have the information. There will be casting calls coming up in the next couple of weeks specifically for that movie that's going to be filming here. There's a couple of other things coming up as well, but that's the one that I know of right now that you guys might be interested in knowing about, for the fact that the casting calls will be coming soon. Who knows, my man? We might get you out there, you know? Hey, I might see some talent up in there. You never know.
Whoa. What? I was dozing. What? I heard my name.
What? Hey, I wanted to make sure you're paying attention. We'll get you to work as an extra in a movie. You never know.
You laugh.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because talking about that, I remember last summer, was it? No, the summer before, I worked on the set of The Grown Ups, and there was actually this little girl there. She was like 18, and she was in a wheelchair. Had the time of her life. She worked as an extra, and they put her right up front. She loved it. She thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I thought it was kind of cool because you know how this director or the casting director wanted it to be realistic, so they had a little bit of everything. You know how most some movies you don't ever really see handicapped people? It's just like everybody looks the same.
Right.
Yeah, well, not this casting director. He had everything. He had there was a little girl in a wheelchair. And there was actually a couple of twins that they had a generic disease, generic birth defect. And they were the coolest kids ever. I mean, it was something that affected their growth. They were in the movie as well. If you look, they're actually in the front the whole time. They did a great job on it as well. So, just, you know, you don't have to be 6 foot tall and a size 2. Get out there and Google that information if you're in the New England area and get yourself down there to the casting calls. All right. Right now, I want to play another song from the Deborah Crosby Talent Quest. This was by Simon Bravery. He was one of the judges, actually, at the Talent Quest, and he got to perform, and it's called Smoke. I hope you guys enjoy this. This is Smoke by Silent Bravery. Comment on my other chat room where they were saying that the talent on American Idol this year is absolutely amazing. I mean, they just really brought it to the table. It's like a whole new caliber. And it's some of the stuff that we've been talking about how difficult it is for some people when they're trying to strive to make their dreams a reality and how difficult it is. And one of the things that people assume, I think it's erroneously, they assume that, well, if you don't make it, it's because you're not talented enough. Not true. As you guys can hear from some of the songs that we've played here, majority of these are independent artists that are not there yet. I mean, they're local, they're in the local scene, they get heard locally, but they're not out there yet, you know, like Jennifer Hudson and all these other famous celebrities. Mm-hmm. and the talent's there. I mean, it just blows my mind that it seems every time I get a new submission from a new artist that wants us to play their stuff. I don't know about you, Mountain Man, but doesn't it seem like the talent just gets better and better?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I'm just looking in our chat room here, because I don't have any other chat rooms up, but because it would be get too distracting here for me. So the only chat I have up is the one that we use for the show. And
I have this other one up, and the guy was saying, he's like, it's amazing. He's like, the talent that, because he's doing the same thing Angel Girls doing. He's listening to us and watching American Idol at the same time. He's like, the talent that I know, right, multitasking. He's like, the talent that's there this year is just phenomenal. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to take this opportunity on our show to highlight some of the music that we've gotten. And for you to see the different genres that we're getting. It's not just rap. It's not just pop. It's not just hip-hop. It's a little bit of everything. And I like that. I like to hear the different extremes. And I'm going to play this other song for you now. It is by Jenna Dunaway.
Well, I have a song that I'd like to at least
yes, which
play
song would you like
some
to play?
Point.
Yes. Well, why don't we play Jenna's song, and then you can introduce the next song. How does that sound?
Okay, it's by our one of our guests we've had on, and we love having him on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know who I'm speaking of.
Well, let's play this one, and then the next song Mountain Man will introduce for you guys. So this is Picture Perfect by Jenna Dunaway.
Can we get some more makeup on her?
I don't think I need
any
more.
Suck it in.
I don't. I am.
Jenna. Suck it in.
Okay.
Just don't worry about it. We'll Photoshop it out.
But I don't want you to Photoshop it out. This is me.
Different girls, same face. Page after page.
Oh, my goodness. Love that song. Love it. Because she's... words in it. She's like, I don't want you to Photoshop me. This is who I am. Get away from me. I love it.
Wow. Choked me up right there.
No, I know it is.
Wow.
Because she's so funny that... that she's really hitting on the fact that we, women in particular, talking about the entertainment industry, is really coming down on women like there's a certain image that they expect women to be, and it's not realistic. That's not what we look like. I mean, women don't wake up at 6 in the morning with a full face of makeup and 4-inch heels and hair and nails perfectly done, and not every woman's a size 2, and, you know, it's just so unrealistic, and unfortunately, women bite into it. I mean, one of the greatest statistics is that women have a tendency to feel depressed after they look at a fashion magazine. And my answer is, why are you looking at the fashion magazine? Because the average a model in a fashion magazine spread is about 6 feet tall, 115 pounds. If you're 6 feet tall and 115 pounds, you are severely underweight, not healthy. These people don't care what you look like when you're a model. They're more interested in the fact that you make their clothes look good. Basically, you're just a breathing hanger, and we buy into that. There's no way the average American woman is going to be that tall or that thin. It's just not even healthy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but
the
song that I have...
Amy. Real quick, before I forget, Amy, she's so cute. She says, I love to see that we can help our judges network just as much as our contestants. Very true. Very true, and that's the cool thing because it goes both ways. That's Amy sending a little comment or a little Twitter account. Go ahead, Mountain Man. The floor is all yours.
I can't even... The song that I was had thought of, because I don't know if we've heard this one before,
mm-hmm.
Is by Ahura Z, who we've had on numerous occasions.
Yes.
And Get Up Off Your Seat. And I don't know, have we played that one before?
It was a while ago. You can play it again. Not today. We need to get up off our seat. Go ahead. Play it. Let's do it. Let's move around. Come on, people. Get the cardiovascular going. Are you going to play it or you want me to hit the button?
Get Up Off Your Seat by Ahura Z.
Did you get the blood going? Did you? Huh?
Oh, I got the blood going okay. I'm moving around over here.
See,
and
that's
that
the cool thing. What?
And that's Ahura Z, one of our famous guests that we have on.
Yeah. Yes,
every
we're
so
gonna
often.
Get him
yeah.
back on. Yes, we're going to get him back on.
We love having him on. He really brightens
yeah.
up the show.
He really does.
Let's
mention the fact that I'm on his doo-doo list because I'm supposed to go up to visit him, and I haven't had the opportunity, and I have to get up there before I have to go back to Pennsylvania. So definitely going to go check him out. And on that note, Can You See is going to be my next song by Miss Kristen. So for you guys, let's go. Let's keep the vibe going. It's Can You See by Miss Kristen.
Get in my eyes. Can you see a light that shines when you look through me? The light in my life, you hold the key for me, baby.
Talent that we have out there, which is why we felt the need to have this amazing show this evening and to share all that independent music with you. So we're going to keep the vibe going. Let's keep the blood flowing. And this is an old hometown favorite. There's a lot of inside jokes for us bean towners. Yeah, baby, Boston in the building. So we're going to have this song. And this goes out to Jenna. This is going out to Jenna in Charlestown. She requested this song. It's called Boston Stand Up, and it's by the one and only Mr. Cardiac.
Yeah. Cardiac, put it up, man. Damn. Straight, baby. Yeah.
Stand up, stand up. The beat's your city.
Walking into traffic like an organ donor. I wonder how many times we've done that.
I've done it quite a few times.
After coming out of Dunkin' Donuts, you're walking into traffic like an organ donor. So Boston. That is definitely so Boston. We got to change it up now. We were talking about Ahura Z earlier, and for some of our listeners, I don't know if you know, that he does a lot of stuff on his own, but he's also part of the Pisces Project, which is him, Ahura Z, with his amazing, beautiful, talented wife, Sonari. So I'm going to play two of their songs, but the first one is going to be called Athena, because I just love this song, and I don't think we've played it on the show yet. So for your enjoyment, this is Athena with the Pisces Project.
Thank you.
And that was Happiness by Pisces Project. I'm going to go right into the next one because I just love the song. This is like one of my favorites because it just pumps me up and just wants to get me going. Battle Song by Pisces Project.
Are we having an issue?
Amazing or what?
It is very amazing.
I mean, she hits those notes. It's phenomenal. They actually won an award a year or so back. I'm trying to remember in their hometown in Maine. Can't remember what the name of it was, but well-deserved because they have an amazing talent. Everybody in the chat room still hanging in there. Nice of you guys to be there. It's funny, Derek says that repetitive noise is not music. Look to your heart. That's rock and roll. So much feeling. It's true. And that's the whole thing that I love about our show and the amazing honor that we have to have all these songs submitted to us by various artists that are willing to share their talent with us and their abilities. It's just so cool to have the opportunity to share that. And I think, did you have a song that you wanted to share, Mountain Man?
No, because I was in the chat room trying to figure out, but that doesn't say that I'm not going to have a song.
So why don't you think about it, and I will play one. I like this song. This was written to, this is by Sacrifice, and it was actually written in honor of his firstborn son. He wrote it and recorded it for him, and this is called Baby Boy, and it's by Sacrifice.
I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time, I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise. Because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe. Because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time. But now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I. Sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride.
Best. I feel the love and the warmth, you fall asleep on my chest. Feel the pattern when you breathe, the scent of your hair. As I kiss your little forehead, you know I'm right there. And I'll never leave your side, I'm here forever. Teach you to be a man through the stormy weather. Anything that you need, I'm here for you. Clear and true, in the physical, my spirit too. With my son, it stays fun, a passionate joy. You make me laugh when you splash in the bath with your toys. When your mom tries to feed you, you spit out your food. Look at her and start laughing, little things that you do. When I see you, I see me, we're one and the same. You're my child, my first son, I gave you my name. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mama, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
And we're back, and that was Baby Boy by Sacrifice. I wish someone had written a song for me. Well, actually, I can't complain. I remember years ago when the boys were young, they actually wrote me a song for Mother's Day, which I thought was
really
cool.
Yeah, where is that song?
Yeah, about that.
you just said you wish one of the boys would write a song for you.
Yeah, well, that's
just
why I remember
that
they actually had. And, yeah.
Lost you don't want to go there, do you?
Oh, my God, it was horrible, too, because it's such a nice song. They wrote it for Mother's Day, and they're like, oh, we have something for you. And they gave me some flowers, and they played the song. And, of course, it was like Waterworks. It was, like, so cool. And just sang about all the cool stuff. And, yeah, it was a nice song. It was a nice sentiment. But, yeah, so for next week, don't forget, Carrie O'Donnell and the Castle Oxytown USA is going to be in the building. They're going to be our guests. We also, in the week after that, we will have Brady. We have Brendan Brady of Surefire Studios will be our guest. He's going to talk to us about the production end of the music industry and some of the neat stuff that they have coming up. We will also be having the incomparable Jody Purdy. For those of you that want to get into the acting business, her company, South Shore Casting, not only does casting for background work, she's worked in the New England area for the last 10 years, and she has done casting for just about every major project that has been in the New England area in the last 10 years, as well as that they offer acting lessons and classes for you to better your skill. Oh, my God, totally forgot. So excited. For those of you listeners and not me, and you know, I was actually had the opportunity to be in an independent movie last year called Scooter Magruder. Now, Scooter Magruder is dear to my heart because when I was working on the set of the movie Edge of Darkness that was filmed in Massachusetts in 2008, I met an amazing talent, Bill McLean, and Bill McLean and I really hit it off. And one of the cool things he did was he shared a script he had with me. And the script was Scooter Magruder. So it was very amazing to me to get this. It's a romantic comedy for me to get to read it. And I was literally sitting in the room in a corner by myself so I wouldn't be disturbed, laughing out loud because there were some parts that were so funny. So to actually get to the point where you read a script, and then I got the opportunity to have a small little cameo in it. Actually, I had a little speaking part, which I'm so excited about because I got IMDb credit for, which is the Internet Movie Database, and it's kind of a big deal when you get your name in there, which is kind of cool. Anyway, come to find out, his film has been accepted into the Lewiston Auburn Film Festival in Maine, and it is up for an award. It's up for the People's Choice Award. So very excited about that. It goes to show People's Choice Award is a big deal in the film festival. It's kind of like the all-around category. And I'm very excited for Bill and for his wife, Steph. She did most of the editing for the movie. Now, let you guys keep you guys updated of when the red carpet premiere is going to be. That's going to be coming up in the next few months. So I've got to make sure we let everybody know and that you're all more than welcome to come on down and make it a big day for Bill because that was a lot of work for him. Not only did he write it, he directed and also starred in it. Did a great job, an amazing talent to work with. And, of course, the dynamo, Shelley Nunchuck Finnegan, also has a cameo in that movie as well. We kind of actually were in the same scene. So good stuff coming up, Mountain Man.
Yes, it is.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't know where the time went.
That's all I got
to say.
Even when it's just the two of us. But thank you so much for joining us. We had the opportunity to listen to some of the great music. And just to let you know, we didn't even get through half of the stuff that we have. So I think we're going to have to do this again, have our music power hours, get all that music out. And again, remind you guys, if you have music, if you're an artist or know of an independent artist that might be interested in getting their music into our rotation, send us your radio-friendly music. MP3 format only to Ordinary Woman. Woman is spelled WMN at gmail.com. If you do send me your MP3s, make sure you send me a brief bio of the artist as well as their photo so we can put them up on the segment page. And also make sure that you guys send me music that it's either yours or you have permission to do so that we don't get into any little challenges with playing stuff that we're not allowed to, okay? And again, hoping that you guys have a great week. And remember, the motto is nothing is impossible for the willing heart. And do not ever, ever let anyone steal your dreams away. And on that note, Mountain Man, why don't you segue us out with your song of choice?
How about Picture Perfect by Jenna Donovan? I don't
love it.
Know if we did that already, but we're doing it again.
We're doing it again.
Can we get some more makeup?
Good night, everybody.
I don't think I need any more. I don't. I am.
Jenna.